Live the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Good to have you here. Look, as my dad used to say, you want me to tell you the truth or make you feel good? Well, I don't care if you feel good. I want you to know the truth. I want you to feel good about America generally, but in order to do that, we need to work hard and work together to get there. So, here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Bill Maher, among those on the left, breaking from the talking points and pointing out how awful public schools really are these days for the kids. Awful. Number two, the Amazon is getting slashed. No, not the rainforest, but rather the company. 18,000 jobs coming to an end. More will follow. What does it mean? We'll get to that. And number three, the sanctimonious chorus of self-righteous far-left socialists reaching new heights in Davos, Switzerland. And I feel obligated to keep sounding the alarm to make sure you know what these people want to do to America and to Western civilization, which is destroy it. They want to do it to you. But you, they really don't care about. I mean, to be fair, you really are not that important. In fact, you're not important at all. If you disappear, it doesn't matter. It's like the Chinese Communist Party. You chew one up and you spit it out. Doesn't matter. You go to the next one. But I want to start with this complete unhinged rant from Al Gore babbling like an insane person about boiling oceans and rain bombs and melting ice and rising sea levels and good God. Meanwhile, it looks like Al hasn't missed a meal in decades. He's been pounding the red meat. Looks like he's been into the liquor. Hasn't missed any cake either. Jeez, Al. Green New Deal fraud? Huh. Bite number six with Al Gore. Bite six, go.
We're going to bring these emissions down. And just to put the science in a slightly different context, people are familiar with that thin blue line that the astronauts bring back in their pictures from space. That's the part of the atmosphere that has oxygen, the troposphere, and it's only 5 to 7 kilometers thick. That's what we're using as an open sewer. If you could drive a car straight up in the air at interstate highway speeds, you'd get to the top of that blue line in 5 minutes. And all the greenhouse gas pollution would be below you. We're still putting 162 million tons into it every single day. And the accumulated amount is now trapping as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs and sucking the moisture out of the land and creating the droughts and melting the ice and raising the sea level and causing these waves of climate refugees predicted to reach 1 billion in this century. Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act. So in answer to your question, I would say we have to have a sense of urgency much greater than we have yet had, and we need have had, and we need to make some changes.
Boiling the ocean and melting the ice. Al, I'm just going to tell you, the leading cause of death in the world annually is heart disease and stroke. If you continue to act like that, Al, bad things are going to happen. Sorry to tell you, you look like hell. Let's see here. Klaus Schwab, the leader of the World Economic Forum, the guy running Davos, he says America will not be a superpower anymore, but rather the World Economic Forum will be running things. It'll be a group of countries. And then he'll use the poison pill of what they call stakeholder capitalism, which is simply central planning and socialism under a new name and a new marketing scheme. Stakeholder capitalism isn't capitalism at all. It's socialism, period. But listen to it. It's bite number eight. Go.
On the one hand, we have state capitalism. On the other hand, we have shareholder or private capitalism. So it's a clash between two systems. I believe that state capitalism in the short term provides certain advantages because you can mobilize in a concentrated way a lot of resources to reach a specific objective. But I believe that the future is not state capitalism or shareholder capitalism. The future is what I call stakeholder capitalism, which is combined with the social responsibility.
Which is combined with socialism, basically. We have to devise ways to use resources to mobilize quickly to the point that he's making quite simply is government control of the resources. That's what he said in plain broken English. Klaus Schwab is a villain. You couldn't create a better villain if you tried. We have ways to centralize power. And it will be stakeholder capitalism. And this will be the ways that we can centralize power. And did Al Gore say 600,000 Hiroshima bombs going off daily? 600,000. He's an idiot. Let's see here. I want to go to bite number two, actually. Played this in the last hour, but it is so telling. Bite number two, hyperventilating, is an art form in Davos. Professor Joyita Gupta, very good at the hyperventilating, histrionics, claiming that in less than 50 years, 3 billion people will live in uninhabitable zones. You do have to hear the pearl-clutching nonsense and the panic in her voice. Bite two, go.
This is a safety crisis, but above all, it is also a justice crisis. Many areas in the world are uninhabitable. This uninhabitable zone is increasing. If we continue with our greenhouse gas emissions, then by 2070, as many as 3 billion people will live in uninhabitable zones, and mostly in poorer countries. And this basically means that these people who probably have the least contribution to the climate problem have been the ones that are most exposed.
It is so absurd. Living in uninhabitable zones would, of course, mean they'd be dead by definition, right? If it's uninhabitable, you can't live there. Therefore, if you're in an uninhabitable zone, you're dead. How would you inhabit in an uninhabitable zone? How can 3 billion people do that? This is just part of the histrionics coming out at rapid fire from Davos, Switzerland. Indefensible, in fact, completely ignorant statements like that, topping the headlines. Al Gore says it's like 600,000 Hiroshima bombs going off on the planet every single day. Good God, Al. Check your meds. You're embarrassing yourself. Seriously, you are. The Power Plus mouth guard is here to stop concussions from one of those 600,000 bombs going off. Climate change is a contact sport, I guess. Dr. Michael Hutchinson patented a mouth guard for athletics and athletes. And with it, you pretty much won't get a concussion. It reduces concussion to 0.26%. You could, but it's not likely. 0.26%. Michigan State University, Wayne State University, they did the testing on the Power Plus mouth guard. They concluded the same. They also found you could increase your strength and speed by 16%. Lift more weight, jump higher, run faster. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. Use the promo code Gruber, and you'll save 10%. I'll be right back.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.